Previously on the John Holmes Show.
Please welcome to Radio X, John Holmes.
Ginger producer Dave.
Ditto paid intern Cornelius.
It's haters time.
Matthew Kelly.
Pulling out of children.
Offensive, frankly.
Enter Shakira.
This is a fascinating insight. Happy bloody Christmas. I am John Holmes
from beyond the grave.
Chlamydia off a pork chop.
Yeah.
That wasn't the problem.
Even Muslims. Discards the rubber into the little bird's anus.
Hashtag jokes from 2006.
Good timing, everyone.
Janet Street Porter.
And speaks too much.
Godforsaken features helium balloon kits. Grease the weasel. Monkeys violate the heavenly palace.
Go on, podcast.
Have we started?
Yeah.
Oh, fine. it's the... Radio. That was a squeak of my hand on the desk, by the way. I didn't emit a Donald, as I believe they say.
Ah, very good.
Thank you. So it's
Hey, everyone. Happy New Year.
Yeah. Is this the New Year podcast or the Christmas podcast?
Christmas podcast.
Okay, fine. So we need to be
rescind that then.
Yeah.
Rescinded.
Thank you. The voice there, by the way, of interim producer Vin, who's studying, I suppose, while ginger producer Dave has taken the opportunity of us being on Radio X every single day of the week, covering for Christmas Moyles.
I tried to say that yesterday, and it's actually quite fun to say, so if you're at home listening to this, I strongly recommend that you pause it for a moment and try and say interim producer Vin out loud. Continue.
Well, if they pause it,
who's this?
this is intern Ronnie.
I know that. So interim, it does actually, doesn't it? It's got a nice
interim
rhythm.
Interim producer Vin. Sounds like the beginning of a limerick.
Yeah, it makes me feel very self-conscious.
Interim producer Vin.
He drank some gin and slipped on his
shin.
I feel like there should
be
one more.
Loves to wear his victim's skin.
Yeah. That's more like it.
Interim producer Vin. There we go.
Shakespeare.
Anyway.
what?
Would be jealous of that. It's the Radio X Weekend Breakfast Podcast. It's the Christmas. It's not really Christmassy, is it?
No, well, it's past Christmas. A lot of the content will be Christmassy.
I think we need some Christmas music for this opener then.
That's...
Here it comes.
No. Stop.
We do that.
We do this show every week. We make Con do more work, more editing, and it's so long.
Yeah. Oh, look, the noise of a gibbon.
12 hours I worked Christmas Day. 12 hours.
It's not as much as Santa Claus.
8 hours Boxing
yourself.
Day, and then more hours today.
Well, they're paying you.
And now, well, not for the podcast.
So why it's never very good.
No, I blend the content.
Right, okay. So, hey, I don't know the content. Happy Christmas, not happy Christmas, happy Christmas, happy middle bit.
Middle bit.
The perineum of the year.
Yeah.
The bit between the Christmas, which is technically the front genital of the year, isn't it? Where the excitement happens.
Yeah.
Yes? And then the new year is where you expect, where the old year... is shit out.
It'd be great if the listeners could see the hand actions you're doing.
Well, yeah. So this middle bit is the bit in between. Is the bridge, the bit that's no one knows what it's for, but it joins the two together.
Yeah,
and it's nice if it's licked.
Oh. Essential.
Essential. Interim producer Vin.
No, just below.
Likes a lick upon his rim. What?
Rim.
Can I opt out?
Like most listeners already have.
Yeah.
Oh, speaking of Ronnie, what am I right? Because last week's podcast was the one where we talked about your mum and dad's sex life.
Oh, no.
Right?
Right.
But they listened to it.
Yes.
They listened to it gathered by...
But they gathered round, right?
I will I walked home. No, I didn't walk home.
where did you all listen to it?
I got home after the show yesterday.
This would be Christmas. This would be Boxing Day show.
Boxing Day, yes. Yeah. And still have family members who had stayed. They were all still there. And I thought, what's that noise? And they were listening to the podcast. So I thought, well, maybe Mum's just in the kitchen on her own. Nope. My Uncle Martin was there, my brother Dean, my granddad, my mum, all the family gathered. And I just looked at my mum and said, which week was this? And she went, it was the one just before Christmas. I said, oh no. I said, I don't suppose you know what week number it is, because I know what week number it's in. She said, no, I don't. I said, were you and Dad mentioned? And she was like, yep. We both were. I was like, oh no. So yeah, that was great. And then she just gave me a look and I walked off.
Let's take the opportunity, they listened to this one gathered around the set with the family, to apologise to your mum and dad for discussing their sex.
Thank you.
Right, what happened? Remind me what happened.
No, let's not remind. Listen. Download the podcast, subscribe.
Good advice.
Yeah. Thank you.
Good advice to people who have already done that.
Yeah, I met your dad. We met your dad this week, didn't he?
You did, it went well. Let's leave it there.
Okay, fine. So, what's in the podcast?
So the podcast is the culmination of our Christmas Eve show, our Boxing Day show, and the day after Boxing Day show,
Christmas Sunday,
we have some great callers this week. I think that's the highlight.
The 12 Ks of Quizmas.
Yes,
is the brand new feature, of course, where people loosely connected to the 12 days of Christmas are quizzed on their knowledge of Vernon K, the 12 Ks of Christmas. And as I explained in the programme, it's very much an idea that we had in the pub that was, with hindsight, over fewer glasses of mulled wine, we would have realised was doomed to failure. However, we were committed, so we've had to be doing it on air, and will be doing until the 12 days are up, probably.
Yeah, that's right. We also have a great caller on the game of Dead or Alive, probably my favourite caller into the show ever.
I didn't like him.
No, you'll find out why. Should we start it?
Yeah, Professor Stephen Hawking.
Oh, yeah.
Professor Stephen Hawking's pullback and reveal on the programme. If you're a regular listener, you'll know that Professor Stephen Hawking tells the setup to a joke. A nice cracker joke, a nice seasonal cracker joke this time. Then you only get the punchline here on the podcast. So here is Professor Stephen Hawking with the setup from Saturday's programme.
How do you get non-pregnant?
And that, Lord knows what crackers he got that out of. But the punchline to that joke, very much like the lolly.
Yeah, here we go.
The lolly the lolly of yesteryear, where you used to go and buy an ice lolly, didn't you, with a joke on the stick.
Mm-hmm.
And to get to the punchline,
you had to
suck off the lolly. Suck the lolly off. Professor Stephen Hawking has metaphorically sucked off the programme. And the joke... play the podcast.
John Holmes, Radio X.
Radio X.
And a hello at 7:05. Now, in 1949, I spent Christmas in Malta as a newly married naval wife. We have returned to that island over the years, including last month for a meeting of Commonwealth leaders. It is true that the world has had to confront moments of darkness this year, but the Gospel of John contains a verse of great hope. He wrote of hope and of fear. Fear, says the Bible, is the path to the dark side. Fear leads to anger. Anger leads to hate. And hate leads to suffering. And the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. Sorry, hang on. No, right, I see, yeah. Yes, what's happened here? So that's not what I meant to say at all at the beginning of the show. No, what's happened here is I've accidentally picked up the Queen's speech by accident from Christmas Day. She left it on the photocopy of the daft cow. It's a point of fact, actually, I should explain. Buckingham Palace and Radio X share a photocopier. it's a long story. Although it made the Buckingham Palace Christmas party more interesting, didn't it? Remember when the Princess Royal Victoria of Sweden photocopied her arse? Do you remember
that? Yeah.
Sorry, not her arse, an arse. Basically, she photocopied paid intern Cornelius.
It's a long setup, wasn't it?
Yeah. But worth it, I think we can all agree.
Radio X. John Holmes.
But here's a thing. So, yesterday, obviously, Christmas Day. And like, there was a moment of Christmas Day yesterday that was the weirdest bit of a Christmas Day I think I've ever had, right? So I'm at the in-law's house, right? And my sister-in-law, right?
Yeah.
Who I know, right?
Yeah, do you?
Yeah, but yeah. Not that. I mean, I know her.
Oh, okay.
I know her quite well, but I'm not, you know. Anyway, she... This is odd, right? So she... Off. How am I going to... Right, okay. So this is... All right. So... I overheard a conversation.
Oh.
Between who?
It's like EastEnders now. It's like EastEnders, isn't it? On the baby monitor. No, I didn't know. No. So I overheard a conversation, right? And so she asked... I think I'm safe, they're not listening to this, right? So so she asked my mother-in-law, right, who is like late 60s,
yeah,
right, if she had any tampons. right. And I have heard, just overheard that, right? And my mother-in-law went, yeah, 20 years too late for that, but anyway. And then it transpired that she needed some, right? And the only person sober enough to drive anywhere to get them was me.
Oh.
Now, I've got no problem with that, you know. So I, you know, volunteered my services. Oh, you know, I did point out, I have to say, did she definitely need them? Because, you know, they're a luxury item, right, Ronnie?
Yep.
There you go, see?
Surprised she didn't get any in a hamper for Christmas.
Well, yeah, well, if I'd have known, yeah. That's what I would have got. I mean, exactly, yeah. Little tree present, yeah. Or something. 20 individual tree presents.
Just hang them on the tree.
Exactly. That tree's decorated very strangely. Just shut up. That's your present. Anyway, so on Christmas Day, I ended up driving to the open. And the third garage I found, you know, with the supermarket attack, was open. She came with me. I mean, I'm not, you know, that was fine.
Yeah.
So I didn't want to ask that awkward question of what sort do you need. I wouldn't go in there. But anyway, so that was weird for Christmas, wasn't it? That's weird, yeah. Sort of...
odd.
Yeah, I thought so. You know. You didn't really have a Christmas, Cornelius, did you?
No.
Paid intern, Cornelius.
I worked 12 hours yesterday, right here at Radio X.
Right, what were you doing?
Just looking after the station, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Someone has to do it.
Like it was a puppy.
Yeah, basically, so...
Were you playing out the pre-recorded programme?
That may be why yeah. I was here.
Did you play out the Chris Moyles pre-recorded programme?
I didn't, no.
So you weren't the one who cocked it all up?
Not important. No, I was in the afternoon.
Who was it who messed it up?
Why? Let's not do this.
What?
Yeah, so, yeah.
I like the way that everyone assumed it was you, though, when it went out on air. That was what was funny. Everyone went, oh, Cornelius, he's in charge of that.
No, I did the Queen's speech.
Oh, very good.
All went out fine.
Yeah.
But no, I tell you, I had a weird moment.
Yeah.
Obviously, my mum sent me a little sort of dinner and care package for me to have my Christmas on my own in the studio.
You're weird, mum. We'll talk about her later.
She sent me...
God, yes, please.
Yeah, see, Vin, you saw her tweets.
I saw that, yeah.
Your mum's drunk tweets yesterday.
Yeah, yeah.
We'll come back to that.
Yeah, yeah. But she gave me a Christmas cracker.
Yes.
And I realised yesterday, that's what I learnt, is that is the most depressing thing to have on your own on several, like, counts. Because, first of all, there's, like, you pick it up and you're just like... I'm just going to have to pull this myself.
Not the first time you've had to do that.
And then you pull it open, and then you don't really know what to do. So I put on the hat, even though there's no one around to see me wearing the hat.
I think I'd have done the same thing.
I got the joke and just read it to myself. A lot of the fun of the bad Christmas joke is taken out when there's not someone there to groan. It's basically just a sentence on paper.
Yes.
And then, yeah, I got a yo-yo that didn't work.
Good. Right, so, I don't know whether anyone's going to... We're going to just do that today. It's an obvious thing to do on text, isn't it?
Yeah.
Right, so, okay, it's a weird Christmas moment, I guess. Is that fair? Just the saddest bit of your day.
What was the worst
thing? The worst thing about your Christmas day yesterday. Mine was going shopping for luxury items. Cornelius was... pulling himself.
during Johnny Vaughan.
John Holmes. Radio X. Radio X.
And for the next 2 weeks, we are doing Radio X Breakfast across weekdays and weekends. It's an uninterrupted stint. And it's going to feature the quiz, 12 Ks of Quizmas. If you were listening on Christmas Eve when we sat in for Christmas Moyles, you will know that it nearly worked. So it's characters that are connected vaguely to the 12 Days of Christmas, answering questions about Radio X's Vernon Kay, the 12 Ks of Christmas. On Christmas Eve, we met Ryan. He was a tree surgeon. Hadn't ever seen a partridge in a pear tree, but he had repaired a tree that a pigeon was in once. So he played. Today, of course, we're on two turtle doves. Now, what possible connection? What? Well, let's find out. On line two, appropriately, is Andrew. Good morning, Andrew.
Morning.
Morning, Andrew. How are you?
I'm fine, thanks. Yourself?
Yeah, very well, thanks. Yeah. So, in what? Just what, Andrew? What were you? What are you? What's the connection here?
I was a dove at the 2012 Olympic opening ceremony.
He was. Go on.
I was a dove at the 2012 Olympic opening ceremony.
Yeah.
I rode around the Olympic Stadium with a group of 60 friends on bikes. Flapping our wings, the Arctic monkeys were playing, and...
Are you high? if he is high, Vin, the whole nation was high, because we all saw it.
Yeah,
exactly. Arctic monkeys covering the Beatles, and doves...
That's right.
...on bikes...
Yep, and the doves.
...riding around the Olympic Stadium. And you were one of the... Did you have a number, Andrew?
I was 005, and so I was, strangely, one of the lead-out doves. I went anti-clockwise and my mate Adrian went clockwise and we met in the middle on the tour and then came back and stopped in front of the monkeys.
I love this.
This is absolutely amazing, yeah. I don't know how we get... No, we're on day two and already. It's excellent. I mean, I don't know how we're going to... What the hell's going to happen when we get the swans? I have no idea. It's, we should probably get one of those asylum seekers who famously ate swans on the front of the Daily Mail for that. Listen, Andrew, we're going to play... what's your knowledge of Vernon Kay like, Andrew?
Was he in Jamiroquai?
Yep. we're going to test your knowledge of Vernon Kay in the 12 Ks of Quizmas very shortly indeed. Stand by on the telephone.
John Holmes. Radio X.
Radio X.
12 Ks of Quizmas. So on Christmas Eve, which was day one, we had Ryan. He was a tree surgeon who had once repaired a pear tree, which had a pigeon in it. Close enough for us. He was tested on his knowledge of Vernon Kay. Today, day two, we have on the telephone Andrew. He's still there, Andrew. Good morning, Andrew.
Still there.
Yeah, still there. Good, yeah. He was dove number 005 in the Olympic opening ceremony, alongside his friend Adrian, who pedalled in the opposite direction. That's what we've learned this morning. One of the doves took off as well, didn't it? At one point, Andrew.
That did, yeah.
Yeah. Who was the... was there a fight over which dove that was going to be?
Oh, he was a professional. Couldn't let just an ordinary cyclist do it. He was... he had to walk off unclipped from his bike to the top of the stadium. And, yeah, couldn't let us do that.
No, of course not. Have you ever met Vernon Kay?
Yeah. Okay. Victoria Station once.
Victoria Station?
Yeah, handing out drinks. What type of drinks, of course, I don't know.
Sorry, were you handing out drinks, or was Vernon Kay handing out drinks?
Vernon Kay was doing some marketing for a company. Which company, I can't remember, but they were handing out drinks.
That's poor marketing straight off, isn't it?
Very poor marketing.
Well, look, this is where we test your knowledge of Vernon Kay. Interim producer Vin is keeping score. Three questions, A, B, and C answers. All you need to do is tell me A, B, and C. Here we go with the 12 Ks of Quizmas. Question number one, Andrew the Dove. Christmas TV schedule guaranteed film repeat news now, and a Christmas TV schedule guaranteed film repeat is, of course, the guaranteed film repeat of The Great Escape. tells the story of the mid-morning Radio X weekday presenter and Allied prisoner of war, Vernon Kay, who is interred in a Nazi camp and plots to break out by digging three tunnels, which he codenames Johnny Vaughan, Ricky Wilson from the Kaiser Chiefs, and Chris Moyles. Things go wrong when the route of Vaughan and Wilson are discovered by the guards, and Moyles collapses under its own weight after too much soil is removed. But The Great Escape isn't the only national radio-based war movie that there is on this Christmas. Name the other one. Is it A, Black Grimshaw Down? Is it B, Full Metal Janice Long? Or is it C, Ice Cold in Paul Gambaccini?
Ooh. Could be C.
You got it? Yeah. Yeah.
Ooh. No. Janice Long.
Full Metal Janice Long is the right answer. That's 1 point. Yeah. Very good. Question number two, and it's opera-based news now, and this week, give or take a few months, sees the 200th, give or take a few years, anniversary of Vernon Kay's epic ring cycle. Created from a single pair of headphones stolen from the National Radio Maidens, Vanessa Feltz, Zoe Ball and Radio X's Joe Good, and forged in Radio X's fiery pit by a dwarf, Vernon Kay's ring has magical powers and becomes the centre of a titanic struggle as rival Radio X presenters want to possess Vernon's ring and call it their own. But of course, Vernon Kay's ring cycle isn't the only radio-based opera/operetta. Name the other one. Is it A, Dr. Neil Fox's magic flute? Is it B, the pirate radio station of Penzance? Or is it C, Radio X presenter Hattie Pearson's largely disappointing Cozy Fan Tutti?
Now that's a difficult one. I'm going to go for A.
Is the right answer, Dr. Fox's magic flute? Question three is a music question, and I want you to have a listen to this music. Was, of course, Razorlight's only good song, America, played beautifully on panpipes. Here's your unrelated question. The world's largest physics lab, CERN, has announced that it may have found radio presenters that can travel faster than the speed of light. Presenters such as Radio X mid-morning presenter Vernon Kay has been experimentally smashed through rock and seems to have arrived in the studios a tiny bit faster than he should have done. If true, both the theory of relativity and the Ofcom rulebook will have to be rewritten. So that happened in a lab. I need, as quick as you can, Andrew, for you to name me five famous labs. Five famous labs.
Oh, you got me there.
Must be
a famous lab in Oxford, one in Cambridge.
Good, that's, good.
That's two.
Two.
Space lab.
Space lab, good. Strong.
Yeah. Oh, goodness, what was that other group called? Something lab. No, you got me there, you really have.
All right, well, I'll tell you what I'd written on the card that you could have had. You nearly got there with Stereo Lab, you could have had, couldn't you?
Yeah.
The band,
yeah.
I think. Labby Sifri. Mm. Labrador, which is a kind of dog.
Yeah.
A rude one that I can't read out. That's sort of
medical.
Medical.
Yeah.
Yeah. Labber of Love by Hue and Cry, if you remember that. And Love's Labber's Lost. Just a bonus one there. From by William Shakespeare. Let's find out how you did in the score. Producer Vin has been keeping score. Producer Vin, what are the scores?
Just give me one sec. I'm just going to do the maths.
Yeah.
Carry the one.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
It's. I just go, okay, cool. Got the figure. Just run it through the system.
Yep.
Oh, it's enough.
Oh, good.
It's enough.
Congratulations, Andrew the Dove. You have your knowledge has been tested of Vernon Kay. You are a winner. Yay. Congratulations, Andrew.
Radio X. John Holmes Radio X.
And someone said, are you live, John? Because everything's pre-recorded, isn't it? It's all pre-recorded at Christmas, John. Are you live? And the answer to that is yes, this show is live. We're not messing around with the pre-recording nonsense. We are live. And to prove it, like I were a hostage, I'm going to hold up a newspaper, today's newspaper, in front of the microphone.
Oh, yeah, there it is.
Today's newspaper. Just to prove. I see it.
There. And there's today's headline.
Yes.
Can you see it?
That's today's headline.
That's today's headline. Just to prove that we're live.
John Holmes. Radio X.
Radio X.
L King. X's and O's. This is about a game of noughts and crosses she once played on Christmas Day, that is. And won every time because she started off by putting the X in the middle. That's how you win. That's how you win noughts and crosses. Put the X in the middle, no one can beat you.
The corner.
Middle.
Corner.
Middle.
It's obviously the middle.
Don't make us play a live game of...
That's half now sorted. It's great.
Hang on. Right. So, there's the grid. Right, I'm going first. X in the middle. You'll go.
Right. I don't have a pen. Cheers. Circle. Top right.
Give.
Speed noughts and crosses.
X.
Oh, it's just going to be a draw.
This is good radio, isn't it?
We will tweet the results, guys, don't worry. You've just drawn two.
Yeah, well, exactly, yeah, I didn't mention... I didn't say I was going to play fair. Nowhere did I say that. Anyway, that's why Ellie King wrote that song.
Oh, yeah.
Good morning, it's Radio X. Boxing Day. We just played a parlour game. Nice. Boxing Day breakfast. Hello. I am John Holmes. Worst bit of your Christmas. That's the texting this morning, 83936, at Radio X. I drove my sister-in-law to get some tampons, emergency tampons. That's... Nothing says Christmas like getting feminine sanitary products from a 24-hour garage. Hi, John, says Martin Welling. Here you go. This is the worst bit of my Christmas yesterday. I visited my granddad's grave on my own on Christmas morning. Now, that is a nice thing to do, man. Here's where it went wrong. I thought it would be funny, to take a selfie with granddad's gravestone. You know, to get him involved in Christmas. My family were appalled by this and refused to speak to me for the rest of the day. I think that's a nice gesture, Matt. I don't see why they report. I like that. Right, what else have we got coming in here? My brother proposed to his girlfriend. Oh, this is nice, isn't it? My brother proposed to his girlfriend in front of the family on Christmas morning as we opened our presents. He had the ring wrapped up. It was the last present, tiny little box. Oh. Handed it to her and proposed to her. She said no. Down this morning. But for some reason then, she just stayed with us still for the rest of the day. She didn't chuck him or anything. She just said no to the marriage, so she was with us for the rest
of
the day.
You would hang around though, wouldn't you?
I think you would. Have
to. Free meal?
Free meal, yeah. Maybe the last one you're having with that family, but you might as well go for it. They've already set you a place. Intern Cornelius, what have you got there?
Annabelle says, my whole family watched my dad open the present my mum got him. It was fluffy handcuffs. I am forever traumatised.
Good. So your reading skills haven't improved over the holiday season, have they, Colin? Interim producer Vin, who is our producer this week for our regular ginger producer Dave, has gone skiing. Do you have one there that's come in?
I've got one for my friend.
Go on.
He went to Midnight Mass after the pub, Christmas Eve. Loved it. Apparently, started singing "O Come All Ye Faithful," got chucked out.
Oh, right, fine.
What?
They weren't doing hymns. He just started singing.
Radio X. John Holmes.
It is Radio X. It is Christmas Eve. I am John Holmes. That's right. Out of offer weekend breakfast, all left out for Santa this morning, like a sort of radio equivalent of a mince pie. Except filled not with mince or pie, but all manner of slightly disappointing gifts this morning. That's what we've got coming on the programme. Like the ones that fall out of crackers,
You know when you get a cracker, you open it, you pull the cracker, don't you? And if it's not a mini screwdriver, you're disappointed, aren't you? That's it's basically this is the broadcasting. This is broadcasting that's comparable to one of those little red curly fish that you get. You know, you get that out of a cracker, don't you? And you put it on your hand, and depending on how it tells you what mood you're in, doesn't it? The fish, it curls. You know the one I mean?
Yeah, it curls up,
isn't it? There. This is the broadcasting equivalent of that crap gift. That's what that is. That's what. I've checked mine this morning, and I'm frisky.
Oh,
yeah. So this morning then. On the show, the programme, the showgram. Well, your chance to win a trip abroad for Christmas. That's what we're giving away this morning. Now, all you need to do to win that is be a member of the British military, and you could be off to Camp Bastion for Christmas to prevent the Taliban from overrunning the town of Sangin. So, thanks to our friends at the Ministry of Defence for that. It's the holiday of a lifetime. Literally, if you don't come back.
John Holmes. Radio X.
Radio X.
Ocean colour scene.
The day we caught the train.
Not likely over the festive season, eh? What with all the engineering work? And the replacement. The day we caught the replacement bus service, more like. Made my throat hurt.
Okay, it's Radio X, it's Sunday, it's weekend breakfast. Hello, I am John Holmes, and it's time for us to be joined by a friend of the show. The High Priest, Vexen the Crowley. Now, he is, of course, from the Temple of Mephistopheles in Hendon. He joins us for a thought for the day for Satanists. Many other broadcast outlets, as I'm sure you're aware, will have a moment during their time on air where you can take a moment to step off the world, to relax, to turn inward and gaze into your own spiritual awareness, into your spiritual side. And this is where we like to join in with that long-standing broadcasting tradition. However, it seems to me that other radio stations tend to do the same old religions all the time, don't they? Christianity and the Hinduism, Islam. Right, they do all the same ones, don't they? But there's a gap in the market, and that is for people who believe in the devil, which is why we invite him in on a regular basis. And here he is with a seasonal offering, High Priest Vexen the Crowley, with a thought for the day for Satanists.
Good morning, and a happy Christmas to one and all. Now, I'll be honest, people tend to find it amusing or strange that Satanists celebrate Christmas. What with it being a celebration of the birthday of the captain of the other team, as it were. But, as I always say, one can always be polite and courteous to one's opponent, but still slander them and wage a dirty tricks campaign against them behind their backs when required. It's a lead we take from the Houses of Parliament. This week, I've been thinking about, you know, what makes a good Christmas day. For some, it's family. Others cite the opening of presents. For still more, it's the Christmas dinner. For most Satanists, it's the fact that the streets and shops are empty and ripe for looting and burning. For our family, however, it's always been the Queen's speech. We always make sure that by 3 p.m, once the goat sacrifice is over, perhaps one or two of the adults have started preparing the living room for that evening's pan-denominational Satanist orgy, that we always get together to watch the Queen's speech. And there we'll sit, covered in pig's blood as a family, watching the Queen talk about whatever the hell she's banging on about this year, that I know I'll think, do you know, Satan is a lot like this, isn't he? Not like the Queen per se. I don't want to be locked in the tower. But in the same way that the Queen talks to her subjects, so the demonic beast talks down to his minions. But while the Queen's message is usually one of optimism and hope and many other things that it's easy to go on and on about when you live in a palace, the message that Satan delivers each year is one of misery and destruction. So more like one of those the Queen did in the 90s when things weren't going so well. This made me fear that we were missing the true meaning of Christmas. So that's why I enjoyed it in the same way I did last year, sitting in front of the telly, urinating into a box of Cadbury's Miniature Heroes and falling asleep in front of a repeat of Dad's Army. And that should give us all something to think about.
The High Priest, Vexen the Crowley there, with another of his thought for the day for Satan.
John Holmes. Radio X. Radio X.
Worst bits of Christmas. Three words, John. Mrs. Brown's boys. I went to midnight mass after I'd been to the pub for quite a considerable amount of time on Christmas Eve. It's from Lee this morning. Let's just say the blood of Christ didn't go down quite so well as it should have done. I'm worried I am now excommunicated from our church. Paid intern Cornelius, what have you there?
Jeff has texted in, I spent my first Christmas with my girlfriend's family. They are vegetarians.
Oh dear.
Please spare a fort for me.
Spare a what?
Fort.
A fort? You got a fort for Christmas? Like a little play model fort? That'd be nice, wouldn't it?
A fort.
A what?
A fort.
Thank you. So you can do it when you try. John, I've got three older brothers. Us four boys all received nice designer T-shirts. Mm. From Hollister.
Oh, yeah.
From our nan. My three brothers were given nice plain T-shirts with small logos on. My T-shirt, when I unwrapped it, however, for some reason says, "You're 10 or mine" in big letters. I'm not a terrible person, so I can never wear this. The answer, did you ask Nan why she got you that T-shirt? That's the question. Nan, why have you got me a T-shirt saying "You're 10 or mine, Nan"?
Oh, sorry, dear, that's mine.
Our dog Waffles peed on our Christmas tree and the fairy lights, causing a mini fire, John. Wow. From Lucy. Actually, I've changed my mind. That was probably the best bit of Christmas Day. And John, for Christmas yesterday, we had fireworks.
Ah.
Fireworks. We had
odd.
Fireworks.
Odd.
Fireworks. Day. Christmas Day, John, we had fireworks. And then she writes, well, my auntie caught her husband copping off with someone else in the pub. didn't need to watch EastEnders on that.
Radio X. John Holmes. Radio X.
Here we are for Boxing Day. Think of us like a sort of rudimentary DFS sale. In the sense that at the moment, we're seemingly on all the bloody time. The next 2 weeks, straight through weekdays as well on Radio X Breakfast. And today we are giving away for your holiday viewing. It's all about the holiday viewing, isn't it? A box set of television. Now, it's all of television since it was invented in the 1920s, developed from the Nipkow disc, of course, in 1884. From then, all of television that's ever been on, right up to last night's Downton Abbey. Everything, all of television ever for you to binge watch over the holiday on over a million discs. So we'll be sending that out to you if you'd like that. Then just get in touch, 83932. Obviously, we left off anything with Keith Lemon in it, because that's crap.
Radio X. John Holmes.
X.
It's Boxing Day. So, obviously, this does mean, does it, though, that the shops, and indeed anywhere you go, will stop now with the Christmas songs. The same songs over and over again, played on the constant Christmas loop. Do they stop, or does that carry on now into the...
I think it does stop, but Heart were playing...
Heart
were playing Stop the Cavalry earlier.
Right. You can't do that today. The moment's gone.
Yeah.
Anyway, the song that, you know how, it's a song you're familiar with, right? Baby, It's Cold Outside. Okay, so you hear that song in all sorts of situations, you know, in the shops, don't you? Just on the radio at Christmas, it's played out, really pleasant, isn't it? It's, that's a really nice song, that is. There's a Tom Jones version with Kerris Matthews, isn't there?
Yeah, very like Welsh.
And you'll know the original. The original was Dean Martin, I think. Not the original, but the most famous version, maybe, with Dean Martin.
Yeah,
am I right? Which I think I've got. And obviously, it's lovely, isn't it? It just goes...
I really can't stay.
Baby, it's cold outside.
I've got to go away.
But baby, it's cold outside.
This evening has been...
Been hoping that you drop in.
So very nice.
I'll hold your hands. They're just like
my mother will start to worry. And father will be pacing the floor.
That's my issue with this, right?
Fireplace
so rock. Really, I'd better scurry.
Is that it's actually really sinister.
Maybe just a half a drink more.
What's your record?
Right, listen to this bit.
My
baby, it's bad out.
Here's the line.
Say, what's in this
no cabs to be had out there. Ooh.
I wish I knew
your
how.
Your eyes are like starlight now.
To break the spell.
I'll take your hat. Your hair looks swell.
All the same, no,
mind
no,
if I'm moving
at
closer.
Least I'm...
See what I mean? It's like it's kind of actually really quite
creepy.
Dark. But because it's musical, you don't notice, do you? Go, oh, right. It's one of the creepiest songs ever written, actually. And if sung, you sort of go, fine, oh, there's Dee Martin, there's Tom Jones and Kerris. There he is, spiking a drink, and she's singing about it. Spiking a Welsh drink. But my... But when said out loud, if you go back and just say the lyrics out loud, as though in a domestic scenario, it really is dark. Give me crackling fire. Give me crackling fire effects. Just going to prove my point. So what we've got is the lyrics to that, right? That's quite a good crackling fire. It's very Christmassy. I've got the lyrics to that. So we're going to act this out.
Okay.
Right. This is like role play. Just to prove my point about how sinister it actually is, okay? So, intern Ronnie.
Yes, John.
Right, here's the lyrics to Baby It's Cold Outside. Right, you're the girl one. And I'm going to be the sinister man involved in this whole sick scenario of Christmas. So here we go. The lyrics to Baby It's Cold Outside, but spoken.
I really can't stay.
But baby, it's cold outside.
I've gone to go away.
But baby, it's cold outside.
This evening has been...
Been hoping that you'd drop in.
Just so very nice.
I'll hold your hands, they're just like ice.
The neighbours might think...
Baby, it's bad out there.
So what's in this drink?
Nothing.
I wish I knew how.
Your eyes are like starlight now. It's because of what I put in your drink.
To break the spell.
I'll take your hat.
Hat?
Your hair looks swell.
My sister will be suspicious.
Gosh, your lips look delicious. See what I mean? It's awful.
My brother will be there at the door.
He can sod off.
Don't remember that lyric.
My maiden's...
Anyway, you see my point, don't you? You see what I'm saying? It's just got a dark undertone to it that I'm not actually very comfortable with. I don't mind telling you.
When you do it.
All right.
John Holmes. Radio X. Radio X.
Arctic Monkeys. Arctic Monkeys, the one about the socks. What'd you get for Christmas, Arctic Monkeys?
Obviously, yeah.
Bloody these socks again! The joke wasn't funny the first time! All right, pipe down, Alex. Leave it. Why don't you get me knee socks every year?
Because the song you wrote, Alex. It won't be funny. Don't be such a Mardy bum.
Don't stop it!
This is brilliant.
It's like Christmas with the Arctic Monkeys. You could go through an entire back catalogue. Name me another song. I'll work it into the routine.
Crying Lightning.
What? Oh, hang on. Anyway, moving on.
John Holmes. Radio X. Radio X.
So, speaking of the very opposite of Steady As She Goes, see how I seamlessly link the song to the feature like a professional broadcaster. People who aren't steady as they go are often people that are mashed off their minds on the demon drink. And on a Sunday morning, you can find many of them in and around London's glittering London. On the walk into the studio of a morning, what I like to do, which started off as a sort of hobby, now has become an addiction, is going up to drunk people who are staggering out of clubs and pubs and asking them their opinions on the week's news. The drunk man or woman or transgender in the street, we're not picky, in the street, canvas for their opinions on the week's news. We call it Alco Vox Pops. And this morning, this happened. Now, Christmas is a time of goodwill to all men, and that simply plays into the hands of the misogynists. Where do you stand on feminism?
It's all right. Like, it's fine. I'm fine with it.
I literally have all idea. I know this isn't helping you at all in your radio show, but, like, literally, what?
The UK military have been deployed to the Helmland province for Christmas to fight against terrorism. What's the least Christmassy thing you can think of?
Hardcore porn. Hardcore porn.
Fighting a war in Afghanistan.
Because I imagine that would be quite dull and sandy. What's the name?
And sand gets everywhere.
Sand does get everywhere. Imagine the places where sand could get.
Like, even if you get rid of the sand, like, it comes back to you.
Sepp Blatter, discuss.
Absolute 100% world-class. You know, like, England should have gone 2018. No, was it 2018 or 20? No, 2018 World Cup. Because apparently Russia deserves it more, don't they?
Yeah.
There you go, drunk people. Insightful, I think, yeah. You know, see, the worst thing about the war in Elbland Province, I mean, is sand, it gets everywhere.
Radio
X.
John Holmes. Radio X.
Around about this time on a Sunday, we occasionally bring you our occasional feature of trust issues. It turns out we've all got someone we don't quite trust for the most obscure reasons, and this is where we allow you to share with the group. 83936 at Radio X. And this has actually come in, so prove someone's listening. It's from Darren. It says this, and how right is Darren? I don't trust, John, the designers of the fabric on train and bus seats. Are they blind? Why are they always so awful?
Yeah.
That is a good question.
I know the answer.
Oh, here we go. Do you want to write it down on a pad first?
If you'd like me to.
No, go on, what's the answer?
It's that pattern, so marks don't show up easily. Like, 30 marks.
How are you capable of saying things like that and then things like Cliffy Biro?
Her mind is a strange place. What did you say yesterday about the Queen? Just randomly for no reason?
I said, could you imagine if the Queen wore flippers to an event, what the world's press would do? They'd just... the whole world would fall apart just because she'd worn flippers.
She just said that out of nowhere yesterday.
It's an interesting thought experiment.
Just in the office. You're all sitting there working. Ronnie just goes, what would it be like if the Queen wore flippers to an event?
What?
Fair enough. Well, we haven't established an answer, to be fair, so I think that's fine.
If it were a swimming gala, it'd probably be appropriate.
Yeah. Or a scuba day.
Yeah.
She was launching a new submarine, maybe.
Full wetsuit.
Full wetsuit, scuba gear.
Well, she was a naval wife.
She was a naval wife, that's true. So that makes sense.
I'm glad we cleared this
up. Right. Trust issues. Oh, by the way, if that's true, which I assume it is, I mean, that is good knowledge. So that's why, Darren, they're not blind. They've designed it like that because it doesn't show stains. Is that right?
Apparently
covers
so.
Up the dust.
Surely some sort of stain remover would work?
Maybe. If you've got a good one.
Why would that pattern not show stains up, though?
I don't know.
We should test it. We should get Ronnie out there staining the fabric of public transport.
Go and soil a bus.
Come on.
There's an offer you can't refuse. That's the best thing any man's ever said to you, ever.
How did you know that?
Come on, love, let's go and soil a bus. Oh, you're all romantic. Let's go stain a train. Leave that tank alone. Oh, he's just got
there. Radio X. John Holmes.
I am John Holmes, and at this time of year, of course, it is the time of year, you'll have seen it, certainly in Boxing Day, for the hunt. So this morning we have got a fox to give away. We are giving away a live fox on the programme. Now, if you're the sort of person who likes hounding a seemingly innocent creature while dressed in posh clothes, then, you can choose from two types of fox this morning. If you're into hunting, you can have a red urban fox. Or if you are a judge or work for the CPS, a Dr. Neil one.
John Holmes. Radio X.
Radio X.
And here's where we're going to give away some gammon in a game of Dead or Alive. That's what's going to happen. We give away meat on a regular basis on this programme. If you're a regular listener, you will know that. Today, no different. Apart from the meat product itself, we have chosen gammon. For intern Ronnie insists, and rightly in my mind, that it is the Boxing Day meat of choice. Quick survey of Boxing Day meat. Paid intern Cornelius, what Boxing Day meat would you... Are you going with gammon or are you putting something else in there?
Normally a bit gammon and sausage rolls.
Okay, fine. Interim producer Vin.
Just whatever's left over.
Fine. But we can't really send whatever's left over in the post as a prize.
That's fine, isn't it?
No. So instead, it'll be fresh gammon. It will come from the butchers in Raynham. That's called Just Cuts, because friends of the show. And they will get the gammon out to you. And on the receiving end of the gammon, on the receiving end of the pink meat, this morning, could well be Bruce, who is in Swindon. He is on the telephone, specifically, he's on the line we've got here in the studio that's based on the total number of configurations you can do with a Rubik's Cube. So he's on line 4325 200 327 4489 85 6000. And he's there. Hello, Bruce.
Hello.
Hello, Bruce. How are you?
I'm not too bad, mate. Yourself?
I'm all right, thanks. Yeah, how was your Christmas day, Bruce? How was your Christmas?
It was good, thank you.
Was it?
Son still didn't get what Christmas is, but that's cool.
Okay, fine. What do you mean?
Well, he didn't get too excited about it. He liked the presents, but he just doesn't understand Christmas.
Okay. He's 28, John. how old is he?
Two and a half.
Two and a half. What was the noisiest present that you got?
Well, we're old hats, so we didn't get him a noisy present.
Very wise.
Yeah, quite wise.
Right, fine. Well, listen, I don't know whether he's on solid food yet, but if not, you're going to have to mash his gammon up for him, because this is where you play dead or alive for gammon. Have you heard this quiz before at all, or are you a new listener?
I have heard this quiz before, yeah.
Okay. You know what you're doing. Basically, it's a list of things. Are they dead? Are they alive? It's very simple. If you score highly, you win meat. It's just that. It's that. Here we go. So, dead or alive, Andrew? First of all, my Uncle Paul, dead or alive?
Alive?
Yes. Although, once committed an arrestable offence with a family pet. that is true. And he should be in prison. He was done for it. You read about it, Google it. The little baby Jesus, dead or alive? The little baby Jesus, dead or alive?
Ooh, that's a tough one. Dead?
Yeah, I'm going to say dead, yeah, because there's no real evidence to the contrary, is there, as yet. So, you know, nailed some wood, not really seen since, apart from...
So you're going to get hate mail.
You can take it.
Not more.
I'm well used to it by now. Dead or alive, the Furby I found at the bottom of my daughter's toy box while clearing space for this year's influx of pointless gifts. Dead or alive?
If you were like me, I would have killed it.
So are you going for dead?
Yeah,
yeah,
dead.
Again, dead, no real evidence to the contrary. Nailed it to some wood in the garden. old Mrs. Harris, dead or alive? Old Mrs. Harris.
Alive?
Yes, lives three doors down from my parents. Curtains were open Christmas Day morning, so we can assume she made it. Dead or alive, BBC Radio 4 Impressions-based comedy programme, Ringers, dead or alive?
it was awful. Hopefully dead.
John, why do you write on that show?
Yeah, well, I was about to say I co-created Dead Ringers, so thanks very much for that. I mean, really. I can see the gammon getting further away from Bruce's grasp here.
I'm not eating it, it's going
to
be poison.
Will we now? I'll get John Culshaw to lick it. It was good in the first two series. Back when I was working on it.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. I don't like Bruce. We've got Bruce on. Dead or alive, the chances of you winning gammon. No, dead or alive, the chances of Cumbria having a hosepipe ban. Dead or alive?
Dead.
Very much so, yes. I've got plenty of water. Dead or alive, new... not new, intern... I guess new producer, intern Ronnie. Ronnie's parents' next-door neighbour, who is or was Billy Idol's dad, dead or alive?
Alive?
No, Ronnie?
He's dead.
He's dead! Billy Idol's dad is dead.
Oh.
Which is a good name for a band. And finally, dead or alive, the Bee Gees stay in. The Bee Gees stay in. Not stain, stay in.
Dead.
What? What? He doesn't know Dead Ringers. You like it? Like Dead Ringers doesn't know the back catalogue of the... Anyway, a Bee Gees.
I have taste.
Bee Gees staying alive. The Bee Gees staying alive. Yeah, you won't be tasting any gammon with it, will you? Interim producer Vin, what are the scores in Dead or Alive?
Six points out of eight.
Is that enough for this hateful man?
Normally we'd say no.
Yeah, but...
he hates Dead Ringers, so let's do it.
Oh, God. Yeah! Bruce, congratulations. There will be gammon in the post.
Thank you.
And I'm going to bloody spit on it.
John Holmes. Radio X. Radio X.
And trust issues. Who don't you trust and why? John's in High Wycombe. I don't trust people who lick their own fingers before turning pages. You don't see that much anymore, do you?
I do it. What?
See, my old aunt, Gladys, used to do that, right?
It's to get a bit of
purchase
on the... Yeah, purchase on the each page. It works. Same with plastic bags at shopping markets, supermarkets.
But you've got opposable thumbs.
Yeah, but why sometimes do you need to... they're too slippy.
Where have you put them?
It's in my pocket.
And we'll leave that there.
Radio X. John Holmes. Radio X.
Oh, Blink 182, by the way. What's my age again? Just out of interest, Cornelius, what's the age of your mum?
I don't know.
Okay.
50-something.
I only ask that because she got a bit Christmas involved yesterday, your mum, on Twitter, didn't she?
Yeah, I saw this.
Yeah. So, your mum, who we have talked about on the programme before.
Yeah, that's right.
And last time we talked about it was when you arrived home to find her face down in the hallway
in
of
the
your
hallway,
house.
Yeah.
Having been on the lash at Tiger Tiger.
Tiger Tiger.
She's a woman
Croydon.
In her 50s.
Your mum went to Tiger Tiger.
In Croydon, yeah.
Oh.
See, Vin? Interim producer Vin, he's even shocked.
Don't know how to feel about that.
No. But yesterday, she got involved on Twitter. She tweeted me.
I saw this, yeah.
I think. Did you see this on Twitter?
I did, yeah.
I think she was flirting with me.
I'm not too sure about that.
So, what did you buy her for Christmas?
I got her your book.
You see, a copy
of
my...
I paid for a copy of your book.
My book.
You were too tight to give me one.
A Portrait of an Idiot as a Young Man, part memoir, part explanation as to why men are so rubbish. That book that's available in all good bookshops and Amazon, currently, that you could just buy as a little Boxing Day treat. You got my book as well, didn't you, intern Ronnie?
Yep.
It's the gift that keeps on giving. Have you read it yet?
I read the first chapter. Okay, and I'm intrigued.
Okay, good.
It's a page turner.
Anyway, Con's mum tweeted a picture of her, of her holding my book to me.
Yeah.
And said, "Hi, John, I'm Con's drunk mum." In the tweet. And then she added in Christian O'Connell off of Absolute Radio for some reason. What?
I don't know. She's, I've got it up here. She says, "At OC, missing you, having to listen to my son and John Holmes on Radio X at the moment."
Having to.
Yeah.
Family loyalty for you.
Yeah.
And then your brother got involved saying something about the level of tweets from the your household was appalling or something today.
It was just ridiculous.
But your mum, if you look at that picture of your mum, she is doing that she's sent to me. Have you got that there?
Yeah, I've got it.
That is a come hither look, isn't it? Let's be honest. This is making you feel uncomfortable. Don't you think, though?
No.
It is a little bit.
Go away.
Come to bed eyes.
Yeah, it is, isn't it, though?
Not as much as she also got Danny Dyer's book. Yeah,
I noticed that, yeah. She tweeted me that as well. Like, it's sort of, yeah, build me up, then knock me down. I don't, yeah. Yeah, like, these are my level. That's like one end of the scale, and then...
I don't know.
All right. Anyway, your mum's weird, I'm just saying it. Is she listening to this?
Almost definitely.
Okay, yeah. Right. O'Connell's on, she won't be.
We take it?
If Christian O'Connell's on.
So anyway, Mrs. Cornelius, if you are listening, enjoy the book. It's fair to say I've overshared in it. And I am up for it. Right, it's... John Holmes. Radio X. If you desperately don't trust someone... for a quite random reason, this is where you get to get that off your chest. Share with the group. Trust issues. Why don't you trust people? Who don't you trust and why? John, I don't trust people who spend Christmas in a hot country. It's plain and utterly wrong. This, of course, includes every Australian. Simply don't trust Australians.
Yeah, don't.
Well, that's correct, isn't it? Because they're all criminals. It's descended from... You know, the criminals, aren't they? We sent them over there in the ships. Who don't you trust and why? What's come in, Cornelius?
Fergus has texted, I don't trust those vowels with the two little dots above them.
Okay.
That's a bit weird.
Any explanations to why he doesn't trust
the
vowels?
He just doesn't trust... How can he not trust a vowel?
Do the dots confuse Fergus?
Umlaut, they're called. Umlaut. Bit trivia.
I think everyone knows that.
Okay.
I don't think you've broken ground with that fact.
I don't think Fergus did.
John, anyone who chooses to sit near the toilet on a train is a deviant. And I simply cannot trust them.
Oh, yeah.
That's coming from Fiona this morning. That's correct, actually, because A, that carriage always smells odd.
Yeah.
Doesn't it? Really not good. And why would you want to sit by the toilet? Because every time the door opens, you just get to see someone's toilet, which is often on the floor, yeah. Due to the nature of the sort of people who use train toilets. what have you got one there? Interim producer Vin.
Got a good one from Ben.
Go on, Ben.
I don't trust siblings who are also best friends. It's just weird.
Oh, yeah.
That's true, actually.
That's very true, isn't
that
it?
That is absolutely accurate. Why would you... There are other people in the world. Go out and find them.
It's like a mild form of incest.
Is it, though?
Yeah, just very mild.
Right. Okay.
Very passive.
On the scale.
Platonic like incest.
Plincest.
Yeah.
Platincest.
Okay.
I suppose it's all right if you're a Siamese twin.
Well, if you hated each other, it'd be pretty...
It'd be really awful, that, wouldn't it? Yeah, what an annoying...
We've always been close.
It's actually offensive, right? If you're listening, Ofcom, that was said by the paid intern, Cornelius Mendes, and I distance myself from his comment. John Holmes. Radio X. And don't forget, from today is the National Unwanted Relative Amnesty. That's been put in place. Anyone that's come to stay over the festive period that you simply can't stand the sight of can be handed in at your local council offices. There are special skips in place for you to dump your hateful family member into. They've been set up in the car parks outside council offices. You can just go along with the family member. Boorish uncles that won't shut up, they go in the red skip. Grannies that fart go in blue. Green is for brothers/sisters-in-law that you simply want to punch in the throat, while any siblings that think they're oh so much better than you can be chucked in yellow. The National Unwanted Relative Amnesty starts this morning. It's open till New Year's Eve. John Holmes, Radio X. Just trust issues. Hi, John. I don't trust a toy. Any toy that comes inside a cracker that entertains for more than about 10 seconds. Absolutely. Nothing anyone has ever got out of a cracker has ever lasted the 10-second rule, I wouldn't say.
Yeah.
Apart from the mini screwdrivers, which we've talked about before, yeah. They are useful. Nobody wants the little... spinning top curl game. No one wants that.
No.
83936, Radio X, who don't you trust and why? Paid intern Cornelius, what have you got there that's coming?
Patrick has tweeted, I don't trust people who have the same ringtone as me. I don't know why.
Well, I don't see the... I mean, it's annoying.
It's annoying.
Yeah, what is annoying is when someone has got, as a ringtone, the noise I use for my alarm on my phone.
Oh, yeah.
That I don't trust that. But that's really irritating, because I use...
It just reminds you of the most unpleasant time of the day.
I've got crickets. I use the setting crickets.
God, why?
Well, why not?
Because that must be the most frustrating thing in the morning.
Crickets aren't frustrating.
Right. That'd be well annoying.
Why is that annoying? It's like being woken up to the sound of nature. Isn't it?
I guess.
Yeah, it's fine. Noise of crickets. What do you use?
Mine goes dun 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 dun
dun dun dun dun dun
dun dun dun
dun dun.
Got one in from Laurie.
You can really hear the on-air sort of chemistry.
It's
really working.
It's all written, this. Got a text from Laurie. People who have their birthday on Christmas Day, I don't trust them. What do they think they're doing?
Good point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You just change your birthday.
Yeah, Jesus. I never trusted him. Coming around here with his loaves and his fishes, giving it all. Maybe I can feed 5,000 people. No, you can't. I can walk on water. You think? Oh, you just think you're it, don't you? He just thinks he's God's gift, Jesus, doesn't he?
It's got deja vu.
Comes round here, doesn't he, Jesus? his attitude, his holier-than-thou attitude, doesn't he? Leaving the door open. Jesus! Were you born in a barn or something? What?
Get a haircut, mate.
You've got a trust issue?
Yeah. Okay. Michael, hi John. The other day I ordered a Chinese takeaway and it was delivered within 15 minutes. I did not trust it.
No, well, you wouldn't.
That's too quick.
That's too quick. That's
too
been,
quick.
That's been sitting on the side, hasn't it? That's been absolutely sitting on the side.
Dun 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 dun.
Snooze, snooze. I don't trust Sainsbury's.
Oh, yeah.
Right, Lee. I mean, seriously, who doesn't have contactless card payment?
Oh.
Seriously.
Honestly. Oh, my God. Right. There's two supermarkets equidistant to here, Tesco's and Sainsbury's. Yeah. I will go to Tesco's because I don't want to have to go to the effort of punching in my pen.
Seriously, right, Lee. Jay Sainsbury, get out of 2008 already. trust issues on Radio X, 83936. Now, release the hounds. Speaking of Tesco and Sainsbury's, Anthony Worrell Thompson, this is for you. Also for Richard Madeley, accidentally that time, with the wine. It's been caught stealing.
Radio X.
Get into the music.
Dress her up as an altar boy.